Back here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page, we're catching up with the Vice President for Athletics at Central College, Eric Van Clay. Eric, thanks for joining us today. And let's just start right there with the Vice President of Athletics. I know that Trevor caught up with you here a little while back when you were more recently named to the position. You've served in this role now for a couple weeks, couple months even. What's that been like just getting started? And what's maybe the difference between the Vice President of Athletics and the Athletics Director?
Well, that's an awesome question. Really appreciate the opportunity to always communicate with you guys. But I think the biggest role is really deepening our relationships with corporate sponsors in the community, with the community as a whole, some fundraising opportunities, and I think hopefully better supporting our coaches. College athletics is a very challenging and shifting time right now with everything that's going on, and the expanded administrative role is helping in all of those.
That's great information there. You touched on the fundraising. We're going to come back and talk about some fundraising things coming up here, but because of that, why we're going to touch on that fundraising is we've got some exciting projects going on here at Central College with the A.N. Kuiper Athletics Complex facilities. Let's start with the football field. That's going to be the first noticeable change for a lot of people when they return to campus here in August and for that first football game in early September. And new turf put down. What can you tell us about that installation project?
Well, it's exciting. You know, when the viewers are hearing this, if they get a chance, come for a walk on the track. Come on, walk down, because it's brand new. It looks super, super sharp. It has the newer Central C on the 50-yard line. That was something that was redone some years ago with the new updated Central C. So to see that on there, and also for the students' perspective, performance-wise, we actually had our first workout over there this morning. There was some morning groups working out that used it, and they said it's phenomenal. So we're really excited for our fans to see it, just how bright and the Central red color, but also more importantly for our students to get a chance to compete on it.
It definitely pops a lot more. You touched on just the way that it performs and the athletes getting to perform on that. And that I remember probably 5-6 years ago when I was a college student, we played at Central, and I believe it was the same turf that was just replaced when I played there. But just looking at that and determining all these different projects, because there's a lot of maintenance things going on, what was the biggest thing when you guys were making that determination on upgrading the turf? What was kind of the things that went into, as you're looking around for new turf, where to go with that replacement artificial surface there on the football field?
Well, the big thing is most people ask, how long does a turf field last? And the answer to that is approximately 10 years. And the field that we had last year is our 12th year with that field. So we kind of believe it served its full lifespan for that. And really what we're looking for all of our student athletes is best in brand. So in using field turf, I give Coach McMartin and Tim Wilkinson a ton of credit and doing a lot of research to really figure out, both from a performance standpoint, from a liability and a safety standpoint, what is the best product out there that we can get. And we're really happy with where we landed on the field turf that we installed.
And just a little bit, too, on that specific turf, you mentioned Coach McMartin and Coach Wilkins doing a lot of research to try to secure the best playing surface for the athletes here at Central College and just help. I know that a lot of people won't think about a field surface helping a team, but helping just sustain our players a little bit better as they have had a great tradition of success here with Central football. If you could just tell us a little bit more about the product that was landed on by Coach McMartin, Coach Wilkins, yourself, and just tell us a little bit more about the actual playing surface that was installed.
Sure. Well, one of the things that we've learned when it comes to knee injuries, when it comes to concussions, when it comes to things like that, there's just more data and research out there than we've ever had before. And I think using that information to, make an awesome sport like football a really safe sport. What we've got for our new football field is, like I said, it's best in brand when it comes to injury prevention. Our students who, student athletes who have worked out on it will say it feels great. Great traction, ability to push off of it and move. And, that's not only for our team, but that's also for visiting teams that are there. We want to give them the best opportunity they can to compete at their highest level, and also prevent and really minimize injuries. And that's really what we've done with this. The other thing that I think is super important for everybody to know and hear on this, with like I said, the shifting landscape of college athletics as we know, all of our facilities that we've done and are doing is 100% fundraised dollars. So that's not Central College operational funds. That's not student fees. That's not things that you maybe hear at some other places. It's 100% thanks to the gratitude and help and support of our donor base, our alumni, local companies, who once again have really stepped up. And I think it just shows the community relations that we have with our local Pella community and with our alumni as a whole.
And again, we're talking to Vice President for Athletics Eric Van Clay with Central College here about facility upgrades at the moment. And another upgrade coming to the football field is the video scoreboard out there at the field, and just kind of helping enhance that fan experience with it. And I'm sure that the players won't mind it as well, having a nice new video board. What can you tell us about what that's going to look like once that's installed?
Yeah, technology is really, you know, the direction a lot of things are going, right? And, you know, the similar to the age of the turf, our video board that we had was about 10 years old. And the example I've given everybody is it's no different than a TV that's 10 years old. Technology's improved. Internet capacity and speed has improved, and we just need to replace that and get a board that could keep up with the technology that we have to offer. So that'll be installed at the end of August. Dactronics is the scoreboard that we're using for that, similar to the board that we had before. And they really are a best in brand. For those that are watching the Olympics in a couple weeks in Paris, almost every single scoreboard that you'll see is a Dactronic scoreboard. I know the other ones in Pella, most of the other boards in Pella are also Dactronic scoreboards, but really good partnership with that company. Excited to get that installed. And you hit it right on the head, Tyler, to not only greatly improve our overall fan experience, but also improve the experience of the student athletes.
Continuing our conversation here on today's Lately Radio Sports page with Vice President for Athletics Eric Van Clay at Central College. And Coach Van Clay, we talked about the scoreboard as we wrapped up that first segment there of this interview and kind of the first, you know, half of things. But we talk about the fan experience with it. And I know that we personally haven't gotten the scoreboard put in place yet, but if you could just tell us a little bit more about the scoreboard, video board itself that's going to be going in there and what that's going to look like for fans when they show up, hopefully when it's installed for August or for September 7th when you guys host Illinois Wesleyan University.
Yeah, great question. Much clearer and better video capacity for that on the board. The other things that I think will be a welcome relief for our fans, the bottom portion of our scoreboard the last couple years is somewhat hard to see when the light's on it. The bulbs just don't show really well. The new scoreboard from top to bottom will entirely be a video. So I've framed it this way for people. It's essentially one big TV from top to bottom. So as far as adjusting to the sun clarity, time of day, whether it's a day game, whether it's a high school night game, adjusting the tint of that darkness, lightness, all of that can be done because the whole thing will be a video board or essentially a big TV screen. So just a lot more capacity for the different videos that we want to do, highlights during the game, replays and things like that.
And you mentioned one other thing too there that kind of combines with both of these elements is the fact that there's going to be high school football here this year, with Pella High School having to step away from their field with construction going on for their new press box. And, you know, with the new turf and now the new video board, how important was that too to get that new turf installed in preparation for having twice as many games here this year as you've had in the last, you know, probably 12 years, like you were talking about?
Yeah, it's super important. And that was a big part of the decision is we really view Central College as Pella's college. It was started by the citizens of Pella. We take great pride in that, of really serving the community and knowing that we are going to be hosting those high school games. You know, we wanted it where it was a super, super special experience, not only for the Central College student athletes, but for all the Pella families and families from the Little Hawkeye Conference that are coming over. So that was really important that we get the field replaced and updated, and also that video board to really maximize that opportunity of hosting the Pella football games here this fall. And they've done such a great job. They have such a rich tradition with that program and great fan support. And we just want to help and assist with that fan experience this fall.
That is awesome. And again, we're talking to Vice President for Athletics at Central College, Eric Van Clay. Another part of this project is the replacement of the tennis courts. And we touched a little bit on this on the air, or off the air, excuse me, is that those tennis courts are going to be replaced closer to the start of the school year, which may have some impact with tennis. But first part of this question is if you could just tell us a little bit more about the actual project that's going to be going on with the tennis courts, and I know it'll include some pickleball courts as well. And then the second part of that, just maybe touching a little bit on the plan, should it displace the Detch tennis teams if construction were to run into some of those matches in the season?
Yeah. One of the things with many of our outdoor facilities, and tennis would probably be the biggest one of this, is it's not only used by our student athletes, but also the greater Pella community when it comes to tennis and pickleball and things like that. So our current courts are a little over 30 years old. Similar to the replacement of the football field and scoreboard, this 100% done with fundraised dollars. And we look to start that project probably mid to late August. That's approximately a 6 to 8 week project, which may displace our teams this fall, which them and their coach are actually really excited about that, to know that new courts are coming down the pike. And as some of our listeners may or may not know, the high school tennis season is actually in the spring. So the courts by the high school and in the community are available for our college teams to utilize this fall. So should we be displaced off of our courts this fall while the project's going on, we do have some other opportunities there that are easy to take advantage of.
And another thing that I wanted to touch on with you as well, in addition to this project, is something that I mentioned we were going to come back to at the start of this interview, was the fundraising aspect, because obviously you said it's fundraising dollars that are sponsoring all these projects. And a lot of the work that's been done has been helped out by proud alumni, parents, just supporters in general in the community, but I know that the fundraising effort is not quite done for this. Mm-hmm. If you could just tell us a little bit more about maybe where the fundraising part of this project stands right now, and maybe some of the ways that people can get involved with helping with that.
Yeah, it's really the generosity of the Pella community, both alumni, businesses, corporations, all of that, in the greater Central family that have helped to make this happen. So our goal for this project is a little over $2.5 million for outdoor projects. And right now, I think we're at about $1.8 million, $1.9 million, in a little less than a year, as far as for those projects. So fundraising continues on all of that. And I think an investment into these projects and what we call Forever Detch is really investment in the Pella community. You know, when we talk about the football fields, it's not just Central teams that are using them. It's the high school football teams that are using them. It's camps, it's clinics, it's things like that. An investment with the tennis courts is not only tennis, but it's also a part of the partnership with the Pella Pickleball Association, and in a sport that's rapidly taking off. That those users, young and old, can come to Central College and use our new courts and play tennis, play pickleball on that. And I think that relationship between the college and the Pella community is really what makes this place so special. What makes it a place that you want to live and want to recreate and want to work in. And we just want to partner in any way that we can with the Pella community, with these facilities.
And again, we're getting towards the end of our conversation here with Vice President of Athletics, Eric Van Clay, here at Central College. We've touched a lot on the current projects. I know that there's some other projects that are going on here, maybe some smaller ones at the athletics complex, and then there's some other projects coming up down the pipeline for Central Athletics. If you maybe could just touch a little bit on some of those projects as well for us, and kind of give us a viewpoint as to where those projects lie.
Sure. So just to maybe a little bit of a teaser of things to come, we hopefully If fundraising continues, want to address some needs that we have in baseball. We're looking at turf for the infield of baseball. There's some enhancements around soccer and around softball specifically that we'd like to do. We're considering lighting for soccer. And then when it comes to softball, some new bleachers, some new dugouts, improved bullpen area. So we're always looking for ways to continue to improve the facilities that we have and give us better opportunities to serve our students. And it's not just our students. We're coming on the month of July right around the corner. And in the month of July, we'll have a little over 2,500 campers in 1 month that are on our campus. And it's a Central College sports camps of essentially all sports. It's our Fellowship of Christian Athletes camp that we've hosted for many years. That's one of the biggest in the country. And then it's also individual day and commuter camps for a variety of sports. So, you know, it's important that we continually upgrade our facilities to serve all of those users.
Lots of good information about the facility upgrades. Coach Van Clay, appreciate your time as always. Wish you the best of luck as you continue this effort of fundraising, and also wish you the best of luck as these projects get done. Hopefully there's no delays on those as they get started up and get wrapped up.
You got it. We'll keep working at it. Always appreciate the time, and go Dutch.
Absolutely. That was Vice President of Athletics Eric Van Clay here on today's Mainly Radio Sports page talking about Central College's facility upgrades.